Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Amrit Bhushan with the world news. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Moscow on a two-day visit to Russia to co-chair 27th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's party files contempt petition against government for defying Supreme Court order. Kazakhstan votes in parliamentary election as President Kasym Jomart Tokayev seeks to consolidate power. BRICS Sports Ministers meeting concludes in Vishakhapatnam with adoption of joint declaration to strengthen cooperation, inclusiveness and mutual respect in sports. And in FIH Hockey World Cup, India to face Australia in Netherlands tonight in a must-win Pool E fixture for a semi-final berth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Moscow this evening on a two-day official visit to Russia. During the visit, the minister will co-chair the 27th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade and Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. He will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and exchange perspectives on regional and global issues. The Indian Navy's sail training ship INS Sudarshini arrived at Lisbon, Portugal as part of her ongoing Lokayan 26 transoceanic expedition. The three-masted bark made a grand entry through the Tagus River, showcasing traditional sailing and seamanship skills. The Defence Ministry said that during the port call, the ship's crew and trainees will participate in professional exchanges, cross-deck visits and cultural engagements with Portuguese naval leadership, local authorities and the Indian diaspora. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a four-day visit to Japan from tomorrow till the 27th of this month, travelling to Tokyo, Nagoya and Osaka, leading India's largest ever business delegation to Japan. The delegation comprises more than 200 business representatives and spanning sectors ranging from manufacturing, semiconductors, clean energy and steel to automotive, financial services, healthcare and startups. It added that the visit will also open new avenues of cooperation in high-technology manufacturing and next-generation industries, sectors central to India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Vikasit Bharat at 2047. In Pakistan, the party of former Prime Minister Imran Khan has filed a contempt petition against the government after authorities sent him to a state-run hospital instead of the private facility ordered by the top court.
According to the legal adviser for Imran Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party, the petition seeks action against the Prime Minister, Law Minister, Information Minister and other government officials. It also seeks that Khan be transferred to the private hospital specified by the court for treatment. A three-judge bench on Tuesday had directed the government to transfer Khan from Rawalpindi jail to the private Shifa International Hospital in Islamabad within 2 days for medical examination after concerns were repeatedly raised about his deteriorating health. However, officials instead took him to the state-run Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences on Friday for a brief checkup before returning him to the jail. Meanwhile, Khan's sister Uzma Khan, who attended the examination at Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences, told reporters that her brother had been repeatedly tortured in prison. PTI leaders also said the incident will intensify pressure and boost preparations for a planned protest on 27th of September. Swati Rakheja for World News.
The Baloch Yakjehti Committee, BYC, has condemned a drone strike by Pakistani forces in Balochistan's Mustung district, describing the incident as state terrorism. The strike hit an orchard in the Khadkucha area on Friday, killing four workers and injuring three others. The BYC alleged that the incident came just days after an aerial attack in Surab, which it said killed more than 30 civilians, including women and children, and injured several others. The committee alleged that the incidents were part of a wider pattern of violence against Baloch communities and accused authorities of targeting civilians because of their Baloch identity. The committee called for collective national resistance as the only way to challenge this continuing repression. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Kazakhstan is voting today in a parliamentary election that is expected to further strengthen President Kasym Jomart Tokayev's grip on power in Central Asia's largest country. The election was triggered by the adoption of a new constitution earlier this year, which restructures the country's parliament from a two-chamber system into a single chamber. Kazakhstan's Supreme Court last month said that the new constitution allows Tokayev, who took office in 2019, to seek another seven-year presidential term. The election marks the first vote for the country's new single-chamber parliament known as the Kurultai. The pro-presidential Adalet Party is widely expected to win an overwhelming majority. Several opposition parties, all of which are seen as broadly loyal to Tokayev, are also contesting the election. The BRICS Sports Ministers meeting concluded at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh with unanimous adoption of the Sports Joint Declaration. The declaration reaffirms the commitment of the member countries to strengthen cooperation in sports through dialogue, mutual respect and inclusiveness. The meeting was held under India's BRICS Chairship 2026. Addressing the gathering, Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya called for building a strong BRICS sports partnership with practical and sustained cooperation. Our correspondent has the details.
A key outcome of the meeting has been the proposal to establish a BRICS working group on sport technology to promote cooperation in sports science, artificial intelligence, digital transformation and athlete performance. India's proposal for a BRICS sports manufacturing conclave has also received broad support. The inaugural conclave is proposed to be held in Udaipur in November this year, providing a platform for manufacturers, investors, technology companies and research institutions to share expertise and promote innovation. Another major initiative is the BRICS Traditional and Indigenous Sports Demonstration Game, proposed to be held in Ahmedabad in October. The event will showcase the rich sporting heritage of BRICS countries and strengthen culture and people-to-people ties. The successful BRICS Sports Ministers meeting has laid the foundation for sustained sporting collaboration among BRICS nations. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vishakhapatnam.
Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi today dismissed renewed U.S. threats of economic sanctions against Tehran, describing them as a recurring tactic and saying Washington has no choice but to engage with the Iranian people respectfully. According to Iranian state broadcaster IRIB, Mr. Araghchi said the U.S. resort to economic pressure reflected desperation after what he described as the failure of previous measures. His remarks came after U.S. President Donald Trump announced what he called an economic D-Day campaign against Iran, describing it as the most severe economic operation ever imposed on a country and urging U.S. allies to join Washington in isolating Tehran. President Trump said the measures would target Iran's key economic lifelines, including oil smuggling networks, financial transfers, exchange houses, ship registries, and front companies. Meanwhile, Iran's Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, Mohsen Rezai, also warned neighboring countries against joining the U.S. economic campaign. He said Iran was not seeking escalation but warned that Tehran would regard neighboring countries as enemies if they supported Washington's pressure campaign. He warned that Iran could take measures affecting oil exports through the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz if regional countries joined the U.S. campaign against Tehran. A boat carrying migrants capsized off the coast of southern Tunisia, killing at least two people and 12 other missing after migrant boat capsized. One survivor was rescued. Guard spokesperson Hossem Edin Jebabil said the authorities recovered two bodies and transferred them to a hospital on the nearby island of Djerba. In the FIH Hockey World Cup, the Indian women's team will take on Australia tonight. India must win this match to stay in contention for a semi-final berth. The Pool E match will begin at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Moscow on a two-day visit to Russia to co-chair 27th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's party files contempt petition against government for defying Supreme Court order. Kazakhstan votes in parliamentary election as President Kasym Jomart Tokayev seeks to consolidate power. BRICS Sports Ministers meeting concludes in Vishakhapatnam with adoption of joint declaration to strengthen cooperation, inclusiveness and mutual respect in sports. And in FIH Hockey World Cup, India to face Australia in Netherlands tonight in a must-win Pool E fixture for a semi-final berth. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.